Number one, if somebody else might raise the tune for us, let's start with singing number one together. Tell me who this story is about from the Bible. Anybody know who it was that said this? You know, Savannah? It was a king. First part is right. Does anybody know who the king is? Yep. Starts with an F. Yes, Zach? Well, I think it's either Felix or Festus, but I actually don't know the answer. Maybe somebody could help me. But Paul was talking to him, and he was telling him about the Lord Jesus, and this is what he said. This king said when Paul was done, he said, "Almost I'm persuaded to be a Christian." Do you think almost is good enough? What do you think, guys? Is almost good enough to almost make it to heaven? What happens if you only almost make it to heaven? What do you think, Quincy? You don't go to heaven at all. That's right. Almost means lost, okay? And that means, I'm sure you all know, that means going to hell. And is hell a nice barbecue like a man I talked to where you just have a party with your friends? Is that what hell is? No. No, it's darkness, it's blackness, it's fire. And I would not like for any of you precious children to be almost in heaven but not there. That would be very, very sad. Okay, so what we'd like to talk about today is perspective. That means how you look at something. And sometimes when we look at something, we have a different way of looking at something than somebody else. Okay? So I think we've talked about this at home a little bit, but I have a little girl here. I actually don't know where she is. She was sitting with her grandpa. But she told me that she was big. Are you big, Levi? You're not big? But you're bigger than she is. Okay, but perspective is kind of how you look at something, okay? So you might be little or you might be big, but everybody looks at something a little bit differently. So, whose perspective is the most important? What do you think, Max? Do you think your perspective is more important or my perspective is more important? Neither. You're right. Neither one is more important. Because God's perspective is important, and that's what we want to talk about. And if God says you're almost there, then that's the perspective that matters. That's the view that matters. Not just what I think or what you think. You guys all look very nice this morning. Maybe you have a smile, maybe you don't, but I don't know what's in your heart. But God knows exactly what's in your heart, right, Trip? Yeah, that's right. All right. So let's sing another one together, okay? Yes, Thomas? 39. 39? All right, everybody find 39. Okay, and we'll sing it together. So this is a perspective too, because there's a verse that I think the Lord used to save my father-in-law. It's a verse I just read. It says, "He that is not with me is against me." Okay? So this song here talks about what a friend we have in Jesus. But if you're not saved, you don't have a friend in Jesus, because you are the enemy of God. You're against Him if you're not for Him. You ever think about that? That you are against God? That's kind of a sorry spot to be in. You know, maybe if we're playing a sport, we like to be on a team, right? We like to be on the team that wins. Right? And the Lord Jesus, in the war against good and evil, He is going to win. I would like everyone to be on the winning side. So let's sing this together. But what a friend we have in Jesus. Perhaps someone could raise the tune, please. Ask a question that I think I already know the answer to, but who here in this room likes to be happy? You can put up your hand. Anybody like to be happy? Yeah. You know, it's a great thing to be happy. Okay? Sometimes there's things that make us unhappy, right, Aaron? Can you think of something? What would make you unhappy? Not listening to your father and mother, yes, generally gets you in trouble, doesn't it? And often they tell you something because they don't want you to get hurt, right? They love you. Yeah. And you know what? It's pretty hard sometimes for your dad and mom if they tell you something trying to help you and you don't listen. Now, that's hard. You know, unlike you kids, I'm a dad. Did you know that? Yeah. And so I have kids that I love and I want to keep those kids safe. So sometimes I say, "Don't touch that." And you know what? Sometimes they touch it and it was a hot pan. And what happens, Matt, if you touch a hot pan? You get burned. That's right. If you don't listen, then whatever it was that you were trying to be kept safe from, it happens. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, one time when my little girl Abby was young, she thought she would sneak behind the fireplace, but there's only a little space, and you know what? It was hot. And she tried to get behind, but her nose touched the fireplace, and she burned her nose. Because she was playing near something that was hot, and I had tried to warn her. But sometimes kids just do something without listening to their parents, right? So that would be something, that's right, Aaron, that makes you unhappy when you don't listen. That's right. But I would like to talk about something that makes you happy and can make you happy all of the time. Okay? Now, who likes to be left out? Does anybody like to be left out? There's a group of boys or girls, maybe you would like to play with them, and they say, nope, we're not going to let you play with us. Does anybody really like to be that person that gets left out?
No.
No, we all like to be included. But sometimes people are mean. Has that ever happened to you, Thomas? That people are mean to you? Sometimes people are mean. But in this song we were just singing, there's a friend that we can have that is always with us. And if everyone is being mean to you, this friend, the Lord Jesus, He will never, never be mean to you. He's always going to be there if you want to talk about something, if you have a problem. And you know what? You exist for His pleasure. Did you know that? The reason you are here is because God wanted to have a relationship with you. Did you know that? That He cares about you, Sandy? That God, who created the whole world, cares about you? Do you think Mr. Trudeau cares about you, Tegan? Mr. Trudeau is the Prime Minister. Do you think he cares about you yourself, or do you think he just kind of cares about everyone, kind of? Yeah. So he's an important man, but he's ruling over, you know, more than 35 million people. He can't know everyone. He can't care about you. But the Lord Jesus, He cares about each one of us. And you know what? The happiest times in my life are when I'm enjoying His friendship. When I'm in communion with Him, that is when I am the happiest. And it might be at a time when the things that are happening to me are really sad. Sometimes I get hurt. And you know what? I can go to the Lord, and because He's my friend, I can tell Him about it and how it's hurting me, how I'm struggling, and He cares and He comforts me in a way that nobody else can. Do you know this friend, or are you his enemy? Are you against him, or do you know him? It's so important to know the Lord Jesus. Okay, children? And it's not just for people who are older like me. When I was your age, one day I knelt down beside my bed, and I asked the Lord Jesus to wash my sins away. Because I knew that I had done things that were wrong in His sight. Anybody here feel guilty about your sins? Inside, when you go to bed at night, you lie down. Maybe you feel scared when the lights turn out because you know you have sins. You don't have to be like that. You don't have to be scared. You can know the Lord. That's why He came. So that we would know that God loves us. That's why Jesus gave His life. And also to take care of our sins, because those sins are what are going to take us to hell, right? The things that we have done that are wrong. So, perhaps we should pray at this point, because I don't want to talk too much before I ask the Lord to help me. Okay, so let's close our eyes and be quiet. And just ask the Lord to help us. Our God and our Father, just thank Thee so much for sending Thine only begotten Son into this world. Thank Thee for how He lived perfectly. Thank Thee for how He gave His life that sinners like all of us in the room, everyone in the whole world, could have salvation through His precious blood. Father, just need Thy help this morning to be able to connect with each of these precious children, that none of them would have to go to eternal separation from Thyself. Just ask it now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. I would like to tell a story here. I've told this story at home, but since I told this story, the story has changed a little bit. Anybody know what these are? What do you think, girls? You know what this is? It's paper. And there's some numbers on it. You're designing a house. Very good, Marissa. Okay. So, you can look at that house picture, okay? And you look at the garage, because I was building this garage on my house, okay? So you look at that and you try and see if this little triangle is in the center of the roof or the center of the building, okay? You can look at it and then pass it on, okay? We'll give one to this side. Okay, because I was building, and this subject of perspective that I'd like to talk about, how we think about something. Okay, this subject came before me because I was working on my house, and something happened while I was working on my house that brought this to my attention, okay? You can look at it and pass it on, okay? See if that little peak is in the center of the roof or not, okay? Alright, so I had my roof built, okay? When you look at the picture, you'll be able to see. Okay, and I decided on the front of my house to build this little peak to match the other part of the house on the garage, okay? So, I went up there and I very, very carefully measured how long the roof was. Very, very carefully, I made a mark right in the middle. I got a chalk line out. I made a very straight line relative to the edge of the roof. And then I built this little peak on the roof, okay? And I got it right in the middle. And you know what? I was very pleased with this roof. I thought, you know what? This is solid. It's level. It's plumb. Everything about it is just great, okay? But you know what? Somebody came to visit me, a brother in my local assembly who has helped with my garage, and he dropped off some materials. It was Uncle Ken. Some of you know him. And you know what? He was standing there looking up at the garage. He kind of had this look on his face. You know what I thought? Uh-oh. Uncle Ken knows a lot about building, and he's looking at it like there's something wrong. Now, this is bad. I thought, what could I do wrong? I measured it. I was very careful. I got it right in the middle. Okay? But you know what? If you look at that plan, who can tell me? Was the peak right in the middle? No, it was a little bit off to the side, wasn't it? Yeah, you already saw it. That's right. Okay, that peak was not right in the middle. But I thought, and I was sure, that what I was doing was right. I was sure. I measured. I looked at it. I used my level. But you know what? I was wrong. Okay? In our lives, we can be so sure. So sure that we're okay. But you know what? I didn't follow the plan. Who has the plan there? Do we see? You see it? Phil has it here. Okay. So in that plan, the peak is just a little bit off-centered. It's centered on the garage doors, on the space in between. And I was off by 9 inches. And you know what? It looked wrong. So you know what I had to do? I brought something along here because who knows what this tool is right here? Who can tell me? What do you think? This is a saw, yeah. Okay. Now, what do you think, Wesley? Do you think this is a saw that's really precise or kind of more for rough stuff? What do you think? It is for rough stuff. You watch that blade go out, okay? When it's cutting. Okay, and this saw, I had to take and cut all those nails that I had pounded in so carefully. And I had to move that peak over 9 inches. Okay? Now, my perspective, the way I was looking at it up on the roof, was wrong. And it made me think about how you look at life. Because I had to make a change. And I had to get my saw out, and I had to cut along all of those nails. Cut it all out. And if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior yet, you're in the same situation as me. I thought I was doing it right. I was so careful. But I was wrong. I was wrong. You know what? That reminded me of the story in the Word of God. Because there was a man that was hanging on a cross beside the Lord Jesus. And he had a change of perspective because he was wrong too. He was a thief. And he was being put to death because of what he had done. Okay? Now where did I set my Bible down here? There we go. Okay, so let's read some verses about this man because this man had the change that I would like to talk about this morning. Luke chapter 23. Okay, and we'll read a few verses here about this man who had a change, a very important change of perspective. Okay, in one of the other Gospels, it says about this thief that he cast the same in his teeth. So he was insulting the Lord Jesus. Even though they were all hanging on the cross, he was saying, "Oh, you, I don't know what he was saying, but something negative about the Lord Jesus, even though they were both hanging on the cross. Okay? But this man, the Lord worked in his heart, and he had a change of perspective. We'll read it together. So Luke 23, verse 39. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, 'If thou be Christ, save thyself and us.' But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, 'Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss.' And he said unto Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.' And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.' And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." So what I wanted to talk about was this thief. Anybody here ever stole anything? Maybe there was a candy and you weren't really sure if you should have it. Instead of asking your parents, you just looked around, see if anybody was looking. And then you took it and you ate it. That's stealing, isn't it? You should ask and make sure it's okay first. So what if you or I were hanging on that cross because we were a thief? And the Lord Jesus was hanging right beside us? Imagine. This man was so close to the Lord Jesus himself. And you know what? He was insulting him. They were both dying at the same time. And he was insulting the Lord Jesus. Incredible to think what our hearts are capable of. But you know what? He had a change in his heart. He had a change in perspective. He went from... excuse me. He went from insulting the Lord to asking Him to remember Him. And you know, those words there are so precious to me. The Lord's answer to him, this thief, he didn't know a lot about the Word of God. But he asked the Lord to remember him. And did the Lord Jesus say, "Well, you're going to have to get down and do a lot of things first"? No. No, he accepted him just like he was. Do you have to grow up before the Lord will accept you? What do you think, Simon? No? He'll accept you as a child. He accepted me when I was a child. But the Lord Jesus said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, we talked before about being left out. right? Nobody likes to be left out. What do you think, Victor? Do you like to be left out or do you like to be with your friends? You like to be with your friends? And we don't like to be left out. That's right. And the Lord Jesus told this thief that he was going to get to be with him. Now, I'd like you just to stop for a second and think about that. If you were on that cross like that thief, and you were going to die, which thief are you? Are you the thief that's going to be with the Lord Jesus? Or are you going to be the thief that was against him? What about you? I know for myself, if I was dying there, if I was dying there, I would be pretty happy that I was going to be with the Lord Jesus. Because otherwise I'd be going to hell. And I've had the privilege of getting to know the Lord Jesus, of learning to trust Him a little bit. I still have a lot to learn. But I've got to know that He is a very, very special friend to be with. The best person that I've ever interacted with is the Lord Jesus. And the joy that I have with Him is wonderful. But how about you? Is it just things that your parents talk about, that they know the Lord? What about you, kids? Do you know what God has said to you? That He loves you yourself? And He wants to interact with you every day? We had in our reading meeting about being in prayer all the time. That's to be able to talk to Him whenever. All the time. He always has ears to hear us. It's so special. But do you know Him yourself? You know, this man had such an important change of perspective. Okay? So important. I'd like to talk about another man here if we have time. Yes, we do. Another one who had a change of perspective. Okay, and that's, I just read there this morning in my own reading. I wasn't sure exactly what I would talk about, kind of like Mark. But let's turn to where I was reading this morning, Matthew chapter 17. Because there's another man here who had a change of perspective. Okay, because some things are more important to us than others. Okay, and this man was Peter. So we're going to read in Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. So how many people were there? Who can help us? What do you think, Katie? 4. That's right. Okay. Peter, James, and John, and Jesus. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. So how many do we have now? So we had 4. We have 6. Thank you, Dakota. We have 6 now, okay? So Moses and Elias appeared there too. So in verse 4, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. So he thought, hey, you know, we can help here. This is something that we, the disciples, can do. We'll make 3 special buildings. There's 3 special men here. They're important. So we'll make one for Moses, one for Jesus, and one for Elias. That seems like a nice idea Peter had, right? He was trying to honor these important men. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Was it right to make 3 tabernacles? Was there any man that could be placed on the same plane as the Lord Jesus? What do you think, Toby? Was there any man that could be placed on the same level as the Lord Jesus? No. Not even close. There's no other Savior. There's no other friend. There's no other guide. There's nobody like the Lord Jesus. When the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid, or very afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise, be not afraid." And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. You know, Peter, he had to have a change in his perspective about what was important. And all of you kids, all of the adults here, we have things that we think are important. Okay? Moses was an important man. He wrote some of the Word of God. And maybe there's somebody who you think that is very important. Maybe you look up to them. You respect them. It's good to respect people. But no one can have this place that belongs only to the Lord Jesus. And the disciples, perhaps they were so used to Him, they didn't realize He was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And they needed to give Him that place that was His. How about us? What determines our values? What determines what's right and wrong? What determines what's important to us? Is it what the Lord Jesus has said? Or is someone else, whoever they might be, it doesn't matter, somebody else's word have a higher ranking than His? You know, if I had a mirror here, okay, and I carried around a mirror, who would you see, Zach? Who would you see, Isaac, if this was a mirror? Who would you see if this was a mirror? You would see yourself, okay? What about you, Francis? If this is a mirror, who would you see? You'd see yourself, okay? Perhaps we looked in the mirror this morning. When you look in the mirror, you see the person that is going to cause you the most trouble in your life. Did you know that? I am the person that has defiled myself the most in my life. I can point at somebody else and I could say, well, it was their fault. That's what Adam did, right? In the garden, he said, it was Eve's fault. She gave it to me. And ultimately, he blamed God because he said, you gave me the woman. Okay, we can point at other people, but we have to be responsible for ourselves. And the flesh that's in us is going to give us ideas about what's important. But that flesh has to give way so that the Lord Jesus can be the one who decides what's important. And the sooner you guys learn that, the sooner you do, the less trouble you're going to have in your life. If you let the Lord Jesus be the one that guides you, if you've had that change of perspective to have Him as your own Savior, you need to have Him as your Lord too. The one who decides what you do, how you live, why you do what you do. Not just because other people do it, but because the Lord Jesus has said it. And you know who's going to be a happy person? The happy person is going to be the one who listens to the Word of God and enjoys knowing the Lord Jesus. Maybe they're not going to have as exciting of a time as far as some of the things other people might do that are exciting. But if you walk in the Spirit, you're going to have an exciting life too. Because the things the Lord does and accomplishes are far greater than what you can do in your own flesh. If you want to have exciting, you walk with the Lord. And you will have truly exciting. Because His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways are higher than our ways. And if you guys could realize the lesson of changing that perspective, okay? Let your own thoughts go. Let the Lord Jesus have control in your life. Let Him be in charge. Okay, I had to get up on that roof and I had to cut those nails. I had to let the plan that I had direct me, not just my own ideas. And each of you kids, every day, has that decision. If you've accepted the Lord, to let Him be Lord. If you haven't, you need to start right at the very beginning. Accept Him as your own Savior. And just let Him lead. You're going to have a happy life. There's going to be challenges. Your faith will be tried. But you'll have the joy of His presence. You get to be with Him. You won't be left out. And that's a wonderful thing. To not be left out. To be with Him. Well, that's what I had to speak about this morning. Maybe we have time to sing another one before we close up. Dakota, which one? You say it louder. Number 37. Perhaps another would raise the tune. Number 37. One more story I'd like to tell. And that was about a little creature. It was a mouse. And this little mouse made the wrong decision, and I'll tell you about it. It was maybe 10 years ago. We're having a bonfire, a big bonfire. And sometimes when the fire burns down a little bit, you have to pull some branches out that are on the edges and throw them in. So I was doing this, doing my work, throwing the wood in the fire, and I pulled one branch out that was on the edge, and there was a mouse on the branch. I don't know how he had survived being close to the fire, but somehow he must have had a home in the brush pile. He didn't want to leave his home. That's where he felt safe. And so I pulled that stick out, and the mouse ran towards me a little bit. And I thought, oh, I probably shouldn't throw it in the fire with a mouse on it. That wouldn't be very kind to him. But you know what that mouse did? He looked at me. And then he ran up that branch and he jumped right into the fire. And you know what? I could have saved him. He could have just run down. I would have let him go. I don't really like mice, but I would think it would be kind of mean to throw him in the fire. He could have come to me and been saved. But you know what he decided? He decided, I'm not going to trust that man. I'm going to take my chances and jump. And when he took his chances, he landed right in the fire. And he died almost right away. He had a chance to be saved. And you guys, this morning, have a chance to be saved too. But you know what? You have to trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You have to trust Him. That mouse, he thought, you know what? I'm not going to trust Him. And so he went in the fire. And that was quite a lesson for me. And you kids are the same as that mouse. Either you can trust in the Savior, the Lord Jesus, or you're going to land up in the fire. It would be terrible. Here we sing in this song, "The gospel of thy grace my stubborn heart has won." Any of you guys here ever be stubborn? Somebody tries to help you learn something, and you're not going to change your mind. Going to stick with what I'm doing. Maybe you arch your back. You know, this week I was trying to get my little boy, Ezra, to do something. And even though he's not even 1 year old, he arched his back and he fought me for probably half an hour. He was stubborn, even though he's so small. He didn't want to give in. He wanted his own way. And he was going to fight me. Sometimes we can be that stubborn. God is trying to get you to accept the Savior. But you could be like little Ezra and just, no. Don't want anyone to be like that. You want to be soft towards God. To listen to Him. Don't fight Him. Accept the Lord Jesus. He wants you to and He loves you. Well, I hope our little thoughts on perspective can help. If you don't yet know the Lord, you need to know Him. In your life, if there's something else that has a higher level than Him, that's governing how you do things, why you do things, you need to, like Moses and Elias, maybe disappear and just look at the Lord Jesus. Let Him be the one that leads you and guides you. It's not just for adults. It's not just for young people. This is for children. You can let Him lead you. You know that? It's a great privilege. What do you think about telling the other kids at school about the Lord? How you know Him? I got to do that when I was in kindergarten. I got to talk to the other kids and tell them how I knew the Lord. What about you? We could serve the Lord when we're children. You know Him. It's a great privilege. Know Him. Well, let's pray. And if any of you have any questions, you can talk to your daddy or your mommy about accepting the Lord or somebody else. Don't neglect it. Don't be like the little mouse that didn't trust and ran away. Okay? Trust the Lord. Let's pray.